Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, he's able to join us for just a few minutes here at the top of the 9 o'clock hour through the 9:20 break, and then he's got to run. But that's all right, because then we can take more of your phone calls here. We've got open phones here on Montana Talks. If you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. But I was hoping he'd be able to join us at least for a few minutes. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in the house with us here. John, thanks for sticking around this morning. Good to see you.
Always fun. Always fun.
Man, where do we start this morning here? We got all sorts of crazy stuff in the news. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. I didn't know this. Apparently, he went to Columbia University. He said that's it. He is pulling all of his support from Columbia University. I think it's important to bring this up with you because I know you've made this point. I know Jeremy Carl, he's a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, lives in Bozeman. He's made this point, is that this is what it finally took to open up the eyes of some of these big university donors. These universities have been radicalized. Anti-American sentiments, anti-white racism that's been allowed to fester for years. But now this, with this anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism, attacks taking place against Jewish students, now that it's on full display, now they're finally pulling back their support for these campuses.
It is truly glorious, Aaron. And let me tell you what's getting ready to happen. Yesterday, Bibi Netanyahu said they are going into Rafah. They are going to take a couple of weeks to clear out some of the civilians, and then they're going in. And you just wait till that happens. These lunatics over here in our country, you know who these people are? All these pro-Hamas people up there in New York, across all the universities, you know who they are? They're just BLM and Antifa regurgitated. That's all they are. And what I want to see when this happens, I want to Frankenstein monster, because this is the left's Frankenstein monster that they created. I want them out there. I want them to shut every one of these left-wing universities. I want them to block every big blue city airport, block every big blue city interstate. I mean, chaos. I want the monster to eat the doctor.
That's right. So well said. So well said. You know, it's crazy, though. Columbia University, they are now on day two of remote learning. They had to do remote learning classes, not because of the Rona or something else like that, but because Jewish students are literally being attacked, threatened. You've got white leftist spoiled brat kids even holding protest signs encouraging Islamic extremist groups to kill these Jewish students or any student who supports our friends in Israel. All out there in the open. One of our listeners made a really good point. I got a message on our app earlier. They didn't go to remote learning to protect the students. They went to remote learning to protect the their campuses from being exposed, basically.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. You know, when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joins us here on this show, every now and then you'll hear him refer to my podcast or our podcast. So he actually, not only is he the Joker from Twitter, who's got over 100,000 followers on X.com, he's a retired federal law enforcement officer who lives here in Montana, but he does a Rumble podcast with a character known as the Mighty Human Z. Z is on the phone lines right now. What's going on, Z?
Good morning, gentlemen. I made the cut to hour two. This is a momentous occasion, but also a momentous occasion because Brandon, with his $7 billion for solar panels, donated that directly to the Mighty Humanity Institute for If It Ain't Broke, Fix It Till It Is. And we have figured out how to recycle the solar panels for the homeless and for the downtrodden who he's, you know, he made enough to just say solar panels for low income, which includes the felons, I mean, the illegals. What we're going to do is we're going to turn these solar panels into tanning booths. It'll work. It'll work. So, again, thank you, everyone, taxpayers, for all the $7 billion. We will put this to good use at the Humanity, Mighty Humanity Institute.
The gentlemen. Tanning beds for the downtrodden. I tell you what, you know what, put the Presidential Medal of Freedom around his neck. You know, hey, I tell you what, if they can defecate in water fountains in Missoula, if they can leave their drug needles on the side of the riverbank, they deserve free tanning beds made out of solar panels. That's great.
Grandpa Poopy Pants comes out with that yesterday, and I'm sure it's a piece of the Build Back Broke Green New Deal thing he signed here 2 years ago, in which he's taken $7 billion of that and throwing it at supposedly solar panels for the poor. Now, and I mean, David Noble picked up on this right away, and so did Z. And David Noble hit me last night on Twitter and says, "Hey, John, what? How do you think that's going to work out? Solar panels for the slums?" You know, I said, I just laugh. I was like, "That is not ever even going to happen. It's just one big boondoggle to funnel $7 billion of our money to their donors and their friends. The whole thing will fail. $7 billion will go out the window. They won't even get the first panel put on the slum house, and they'll come back for more money."
Interesting. I hadn't even seen the story about solar panels for slums.
Man,
it's so crazy. You know, I was talking about the electric school buses, you know, the Billings Public Schools. Oh, look at our electric school bus. Okay, you apparently can find the funds to have some very expensive, inefficient school bus, but yet you still charge families for their kids to ride the bus to school. If you can afford electric school buses through whatever program, you can afford to stop charging kids to ride the stinking school bus in Montana.
Who? I haven't heard who authorized that. Who paid for that electric school bus, Eric? I'd like to hear that.
I think this was a little – remember Vice President Kamala Harris was trotting out all these electric school buses? So they're using a bunch of federal taxpayer dollars to give these to schools all across the country. I'm sure these will be fine in a town like Billings if you're just driving up and down Central or up and down Grand. But imagine if you got to drive the football team from Broadus to, you know, Eureka or something, or Broadus to Belt or something like that, you know, on a snowy day. It's going to be a challenge.
Never going to happen. Never. One giant boondoggle. That whole thing is failing. It's already failing. Their multi-gazillion dollar push on this renewable energy crap, it's already failing. It's going to continue to fail, but that never stops the left from funneling more of our tax money down that black hole. It never stops.
We're $35 trillion in debt, and now they're throwing out so much money at so much of this garbage. I'm starting to think we're Ukraine for a second here. Did you see these members on the floor of the House of Representatives? On our House of Representatives floor, it was mostly the Democrats, but there were even some Republicans waving flags of another nation, waving foreign flags on our House floor.
Aaron, please don't get me started on that, because I'm going to blow a freaking vein out of my forehead here. I watched that last week. It's the greatest betrayal of the Republican base and Republican voters by a Republican speaker ever in my lifetime. That was a Republican speaker that put that on the floor and got more Democrat votes than Republican votes to pass it. On the one bill, they didn't even get a majority of Republican votes to do this, to throw $60 billion to Ukraine, $9 billion to Hamas. $9 billion to Hamas terrorists. They got another $4 billion in there to process more illegals into the country. It was an absolute betrayal. Any of your congressmen out there or senators that voted for that need to go.
Thankfully, both of our members of Congress and Senator Steve Daines, both members of Congress voted against. Well, Senator Daines and Congressman Rosendale and Congressman Zinke voted against the FISA reauthorization. But then on top of that, Congressman Zinke and Congressman Rosendale voted against the Ukraine spending, the billions of dollars that's being shipped over there while our own border remains unsecure. And they voted against the so-called Israeli aid package. The reason I say these so-called Israeli aid package is because, as John just pointed out, $9 billion to go to the terrorists in Gaza Strip. They are using our taxpayer dollars to fund both sides of this war, including the enemy.
Another $60 billion over there to Ukraine. And now you've got all of those people, like you said, just waving those flags in Congress, all those Democrats pretending that they're all of a sudden war hawks, national security hawks, when they have undermined and sabotaged every conflict we've ever been in for the last 60 years. It's a joke.
John, the Joker, I know you got to run, but we appreciate the time you spared for us here this morning. So we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, sir.
Down the road. No, thank you. Lots of great callers on the phone lines right now. We'll start with Stretch. We got Warren in Malta. First up, Stephen Ballantyne, Judy in Columbia Falls, and some phone lines for you.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason. We want to know what you want to talk about. We want to hear from you. And we've got phone lines for you to call into 406-294-0970. Before we went to that last break there, I wanted to tell you who we got waiting in the wings on the phone lines. And so that you could get excited there, you could get pumped up during the break because you knew what was coming for you. Anyway, I got a great message from Frank in Malta. When I told him that Warren in Malta was on the phone lines, he says, "Woohoo! It's Too Tall Taylor. Too Tall Taylor, is that you?"
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing, Warren? Good to hear from you.
How can you call me that? I'm also handsome and friendly. You don't call me that.
Well, that was the gals at the cowboy poetry gathering says, "Oh, here comes that handsome, tall cowboy fella."
Oh, there you go. Hey, what I'm calling about today is I'm discouraged listening to these ads, of course, to politicians all the time. But I think that people should get on the media and get a hold of Tester's camp. I'm telling you, stick to his issues. Try to defend some of the stuff that he's done instead of tearing down a good Navy SEAL.
Yeah. I think that's the only way he thinks he can win the race is by falsely attacking a Navy SEAL who has served his country, whose wife served our country as a U.S. Marine. But how can he defend himself on the issues, I guess, is the real question, right?
Exactly. I just don't understand. And I think we need to encourage people to boycott their and call their radio stations, tell them, quit running those ads. Those are terrible ads. I shut them off every time I hear it, and it's just sad.
Well, unfortunately, the FCC requires radio stations to have to run them. Unfortunately, but when. When folks report the news, here's what I don't get. You know, I've got, you know, friends down the road from you in Glasgow and, you know, Valley County. I can't remember. What was it? 70% that voted in support of Trump, something like that. But I've got some liberal friends there and good folks, too. Right. We might disagree on politics, but they're good folks. But I just still don't understand how they can still defend some of this stuff. I mean, they love going to the taxpayers and asking you to pay more taxes for schools or for this or for that. They could have had millions of dollars with the Keystone XL pipeline, and yet John Tester was the key vote to vote against the Keystone pipeline when it mattered the most. And it's like, well, they love dipping into your pockets. And they got to reach up to dip into your pockets, but they love dipping into our pockets to pay for stuff. But, yeah, we could have taken Canada's money, and we don't have that now because of him.
The other question I had was somebody could enlighten me. Is there some way that our sheriff's department can deputize a bunch of us so that if push comes to shove, he's got a bunch of people that he can contact and stand behind him? Or he's got with all these people that are coming in here, the terrorists, there's no way that he's got enough manpower to cover what they have to cover.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, you've got the illegal aliens, the Mexican drug cartels, the drug traffickers moving in to rural Montana. And if you don't think they're in your neighborhood yet, well, the enemy is at the gates. They're already storming the villages in parts of the state, but the enemy's at the gates if you don't think they're in your neck of the woods yet. I know they can. There's Reserve Sheriff Deputies Program. They got the Sheriff's Posse in the Flathead that's doing some great work as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks for
Warren.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970. Next up, let's see, who's next in the queue here? We've got, Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron. Well, I was hoping to catch a joker on this one, but, you know, you guys are talking about all this homeless stuff that's going on right now. Well, Los Angeles has got it figured out. They really got it figured out. Their idea of taking care of the homeless in L.A. now is they're going to get rid of non-essential government jobs. So isn't that like 75% of the government?
Well, even closer to home, Denver, Colorado, look at all the programs they're cutting left and right because of all the illegal aliens there and then you know, transients on top of that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, their fix for it, instead of just shutting the door or shutting the gate, their fix for it is now, like Denver, taking it away from the law enforcement, you know, allocating $45 million from the law to take care of all the transients and all the illegals that are coming into the country. And now, like I say, now L.A. is just going to do away with non-essential government jobs, which, you know, more allocating that money from something that they really wanted 10 years ago, and now they're going to allocate it towards the homeless, you know, the illegals. So, you know, all they got to do is shut the door. That's all they got to do.
That's right.
Shut the door and let it go to rest for 6 months and figure out what's going on and then start all over. Period.
Shut the door. Keep the door shut. Stop the invasion. It's really as simple as it sounds. Steve, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, this was a this was from about 5 days ago. This was a Fox News radio report from April 18th. Steve mentioned how they're having to cut budgets in Los Angeles because of all the illegals and all the transients there. Here's the report out of the city of Denver.
Every budget in every Denver City department is going to be cut, and that includes the police, that includes the fire department. This is all to help make up the $90 million aid package that Mayor Mike Johnson says he needs to address the crisis, the migrant crisis. And the mayor's own office budget is taking the biggest hit. He's slashing about 10% from his own budget, but it's that more than $8 million coming from police. That's about 2% that is getting the most attention. The mayor insists that there will be no change to officers deployed on the street.
Yeah, sure. You know, I made this point earlier via Twitter, via X. Did you guys hear about this this circus that was in Billings last weekend? It wasn't a normal circus. Looked like, you know, it was a circus tent. It was the paranormal cirque. It was a paranormal circus. We don't just have a circus in this country right now because of Joe Biden and John Tester's policies. We have a paranormal cirque going on right now. This is a paranormal circus where we have terrorists, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, you name it, flooding into this country. Chinese nationals by the tens of thousands flooding into this country, invading this country right now. And then we have a transient invasion in towns like Bozeman, Missoula. And if you dare speak up about it, like the Flathead County Commissioners did, the media will attack you for speaking up about the invasion. Next up, let's see, who do we got here? Line four. Oh, Judy in Columbia Falls. Judy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Columbia Falls school levies vote. They put three levies on for people to vote for or against. I encourage them to vote against. Because I've sat in school board meetings for 2.5 years now, and not one time did they pass everything, and not one time did they ask the business administrator, well, how is this going to affect our budget? Can we afford this? They just yes everything and pass it through, and they don't care about the taxpayer. They don't care how much they're spending, and now they have overspent, and they're coming to us for more. So I ask people in the Columbia Falls and other schools, I'm sure are exactly the same, to vote no against these levies and teach these school boards to get in the program and balance their budget.
Well, you know, it's funny. You probably heard what I said about Billings in School District 2. They have a safety levy They have a safety levy that's a ballot that just got shipped out in the mail-in school election there. And it's like, wow, you can trot out these electric school buses. You have a charter school solely for so-called refugees. But if you want safety for your school kids, you got to pay extra for that. What?
Yes. I know it's absolutely ridiculous what they do with our funds. And people just need to put their foot down and say, no, absolutely not. They also put $2,500 towards the Montana Quality Education Coalition, which is just a lawsuit against, they put out a lawsuit against choice schools. So we can't even start our own public choice school space. And we're paying for that also, even though the people demand and want choice schools to put their kids into another public school or have a choice in where they put their kids. They also voted for that, work against us with that. So all the way around they need to go. They need to vote no. There's no reason to vote yes for these.
Well, I'll tell you what, even if there is a valid reason behind some of these levies, I know a lot of people are just so concerned about property taxes right now. Well, folks, if you're concerned about property taxes, this is what drives up your property taxes. The vast bulk of your property taxes are at the local level. Anyway, there was an interesting, I don't know if you guys saw this via X, The Flathead Democrats said Kalispell schools received the lowest amount of local funding in a per student basis compared to every other AA high school district in Montana. Well, Kendall Cotton with the Frontier Institute made a good point. He said, if more funding equals education quality, why do Flathead High School District student achievement scores outperform Belgrade, Butte, Great Falls, and Billings? I mean, that's a pretty good question, isn't it? Let's see. Next up on the phone lines, Robert in Miles City. Robert, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard you talking about the electric school buses in Billings. And on Q2 last night, they said they were paid for by the Montana DEQ. And I figured, well, they're just waiting the abandoned mine line program to pay for that. But I asked my son in Missoula, and he said, well, no, there's a... The DEQ requested from the settlement, the Volkswagen settlement, for that money. That settlement from Volkswagen was when they were faking the emission standards so their diesel engines would fit our standards. But they lost out to like $1.2 billion, and that money was available. So DEQ requested it and received some of that.
So it's, oh, so these could be from the – that's interesting. I'll have to pull up that Q2 report because the Gazette report that I've got in front of me didn't mention that. So I'll have to check that one out. Hold that thought, Robert. We'll come back to you after the break if you got more to share.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Last week, members of the Montana Stock Growers Association were in Washington, D.C. for the – annual National Cattlemen's Beef Association Legislative Conference. Turk Stovall is second vice president to the Montana Stock Growers.
Well, one thing you'll find out when you come out here and you have your cowboy hat on and your boots, you know, you definitely draw attention. And so just with many of us out here with our cowboy hats on, that's maybe this is the way we look every day, you know, we're drawing attention just by being here. And so, you know, it's been really neat working with the other states of taking the message of this is what our beef industry needs. And these are important issues that have to be addressed, not only right now, but it's for these really the importance for our industry. It's been actually humbling just to be part of the process, and you learn a lot. And what I've been excited about is you learn more about the process to be able to share that story when we go back home and visit with producers.
And the stock growers have been visiting and listening to producers with their producer profitability listening sessions. 8 have been held statewide so far, with 5 more to go.
We've had over 500 farmers and ranchers come that really represented multiple different organizations. And there are other listening sessions that we really want to invite people to. So just go to mtbeef.org and you can get these other dates.
The next listening session will take place in Stevensville on May 1st. I'm Lane Nord.
3.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got a lot of callers on the phone line, so let's jump right back into it here. Yeah, back to Robert in Miles City. Yeah, Robert, I pulled up that KTVQ television story. Yeah, so these specific electric buses, I know VP Kamala Harris was pushing out electric school buses with federal taxpayer funds, but yeah, I saw that report. It says that this came out of Volkswagen lawsuit settlement funds, so apparently they got some free EV school buses out of that deal. So it looks like they should have more money in their budget elsewhere to pay for some other stuff, other priorities. Scott in Billings also raised a good question, just got a message from him. What happened to all the federal money sent to the schools during the pandemic? He says vote no on the safety levy in Billings. Anyway, Robert, your thoughts out of Miles City.
Yeah, I have to give kudos to DEQ for going after that funding. But, yeah, it's from the Volkswagen settlement. And I sent you some emails, you know, kind of expanding on that, some documentation. But the money was out there. It just needed to be gone after and then requested. But that should free up other monies in the district for other purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, if the money's out there, DEQ is right to chase after it, right? Regardless of how phony and absurd the initial lawsuit. Although, I mean, Volkswagen did err, did apparently, err in their public reporting. But all these stupid climate lawsuits, all they do is add more cost to everything across the board. But, hey, at least we got some free buses out of this one, huh?
I guess, yeah.
All right, Robert, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to Miles City. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Tim in Shelby, listening to KSEN. Tim, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just confused about this guy who's an investor. Is he a Democrat or a Republican? I'm confused. I know he's Democrat, but he's always against the Democrats, saying don't do this and don't do that. But at the same time, he's messing with our minds. That's what I think.
he's a Democrat that wants you to think he's a Republican, but only in an election year. And then he can go back. He can take
He
can take the costume off in about 9 months.
Yeah, and then that bull crap he's talking about for veterans. No, that's ridiculous there.
He trashes veterans. He refuses to shake hands with veterans. Refuses to join. You know, but then he pretends in these phony campaign commercials to stand up for veterans while he trashes them. On the other hand, and VA care has declined since he took power as chairman of that committee.
I know the VA has declined. I mean, we got a lot of folks up here trying to get into the VA. You're having a really difficult time getting in right now.
Yeah, and getting services, and even if you do get in, it's they never have the same doctors because there's such constant turnover because of the bureaucratic mess that the federal government constantly creates.
But this whole country is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, it's terrible, and it's like you're talking about the school buses, electric school buses, and stuff. I think I heard on the article about a couple of weeks ago on your show about how the power grids are getting overworked right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what the hell are they going to do when they take away all our diesel-fueled vehicles and everything is electric?
That's a really good point. Maybe they should pile a bunch of people into these electric school buses in Billings and drive down to Laurel. It's not too far of a drive. Drive over to Laurel and get out there and support loudly this proposed natural gas power plant in Laurel, because we're going to need more electricity with or without electric school buses.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the cost of producing electricity has gone up so much in the last few years. And the Democrats just don't understand that. The system cannot hold the grid. The grid cannot hold power requested.
Yeah.
The request.
And then they want to tear down the hydropower dams in the Pacific Northwest and threaten, you know, reliable power in the West. They're still trying to attack Colstrip. There's a renewed attack on the Signal Peak coal mine. They're attacking the Signal Peak coal mine. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now about that. Tim, you mentioned how our country is just going to heck. I don't know if you heard my earlier comments. There was this circus in Billings this past weekend, the Paranormal Cirque. This isn't just a normal circus right now. It's a clown show, don't get me wrong, but this is a paranormal clown show. This is crazy what they are doing to this country right now. This is not your funny ha-ha circus. This is some scary, spooky stuff that they're pulling in America right now.
I know it, and people aren't really, they don't believe it. A lot of people just don't believe what is going on. I also agree with that one guy there that says, where can I volunteer to be a volunteer deputy sheriff? We're going to need them.
That's right. Every single one of us.
We're going to need them.
I was joking, you know, back to the paranormal circus, the Paranormal Cirque, where they have like zombies. I was joking with the Joker from Twitter earlier. I said, you know, John Tester could have been at this thing. He could come out with a meat grinder and missing fingers, scare all the kids. I mean, it would be a perfect addition to the Paranormal Circus.
Well, he's got one good hand left. Why not use it?
Oh, man, people got to laugh at some point, don't they? All right, Tim, thanks for your service. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to KSEN in Shelby. Let's go next to John in the Bitterroot. John, what's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, this is John.
That's right. Go ahead.
I want to know how we can stop all these lies that we're getting. I mean, I listen to conservative radio every day. I work up in the mountains, and if I can get service in my machine, I listen to talk radio for 10 hours a day. And even on conservative radio, we get these woke commercials that lie to the people, and I don't understand how the other side can find the truth when all they hear is these lies from.
So you're talking about the political campaign commercials that come on during commercial breaks, things like that.
Yeah, and it's just this government stuff that doesn't even stand for conservative beliefs. But yet you hear it all the time. It's getting pushed and pushed and pushed really hard. And I'd like to understand why back in the olden days it was frowned upon to be lied to. And now it seems like every word out of their mouths on the left is lying to the public.
Yeah, so it's interesting, isn't it?
Now we're so used to
being lied to that. Do you think the other side even cares that they're lying? You know, they lie about, oh, I support securing the border. Well, no, you didn't. I support the Keystone Pipeline. Well, then why did you vote against it? We're so used to some of these politicians lying that it's people just. It's like it's no big deal anymore because they've been lied to so many times for so long. No, it's a great question that you raised, John. Unfortunately, even though a lot of these political campaign commercials stretch the truth, as I mentioned earlier, by according to federal law, they have to run these campaign commercials. Now, thankfully, during our statewide show, you'll hear a statewide commercial break and then you'll hear a local commercial break. We do not run political candidate ads inside of our statewide commercial break. We at least don't seek them out unless we're forced to air them. But in the local breaks, we tell the politicians, go talk to individual stations, go buy advertising from them. So we try to send that money to those local radio stations. But I hear your frustration. Let's see. Next up, who do we got on the phone lines? Jim in Billings. Jim, what's on your mind?
The Elder Grove School Trustee. I go punch some four names up on the computer, and I can't get the information I want unless I go and download more stuff, which I don't want to do. And I don't want to vote for somebody who want to have a pornography in our grade schools.
Yeah, I hear you. So your question is, who is the candidate in the Elder Grove School Board? Who should you vote for Elder Grove? That's a good school district. So I'm sure you have some good options there. Yeah, I don't have the answer for you, but maybe one of our listeners does have the answer for you. Stand by. We got to take our shortest break of the hour. What I can tell you, though, for the Billings School Board, Andrea Nametz. Think of our friend Russell Nametz. Andrea Nametz. That's a good candidate to vote for there. Yeah, Russell's a great guy, too. No relation, but just thought I'd have some fun with that one.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know we were short on time before going to the break there. Did you guys hear what Jim and Billings had to say? Not just his question. He's wondering who to vote for in the Elder Grove School District. For those of you who don't know, Elder Grove is a school district on the far west end of Billings, basically between Billings and Laurel. So he's wondering who to vote for in that school district. But did you hear what else he said? He said, I just don't want them pushing pornography on kids in the schools. Did you hear what this country has come to? I just don't want them pushing pornography on the kids in the schools. Guys, I was talking about how we don't have just a circus going on in this country with normal, funny, ha-ha circus clowns and circus tents. Much like that event in Billings this past weekend, we have a paranormal cirque. We have a paranormal circus going on in this country right now because of these crazy policies coming out of Joe Biden and John Tester. They are literally defending putting books like Assassination Classroom and pornographic materials on your kids' school bookshelves. What else are they doing? They want to be able to chop body parts off of kids. I was talking about coming in with the meat grinder in the paranormal circus. These people want to chop body parts off of kids in the name of their radical transgender ideology. They want men to be able to go into your daughter's locker room or your granddaughter's locker room. Do you get the paranormal circus reference now? I think you do. 406-294-0970. Uh-oh, we got Frank in Evergreen. He wants to talk about cannibalism in the Congo. Frank, I'm assuming you must have heard Joe Biden talking about cannibals in Guinea or something. That must have been what sparked your phone call. What's going on, Frank? Are you there? Did we lose Frank? We might have lost Frank. Okay, sorry about that, Frank. Maybe the cannibals got him. I hope not. Let's see. Next up, let's go to Jane in Bozeman. Jane, what's on your mind?
Well, yesterday I saw a gathering of many blue trucks at two or three hotels along Baxter Lane. They were U.S. government trucks and probably between 20 and 25 or more. And just wondered if anybody knows what that was about. Probably about 4 o'clock yesterday, parked at the hotel.
Did they have like a cool satellite dish on one of them?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I think I know. Now, I'm pretty sure I know what this is. Yeah, there was like a blue trailer van looking thing, like with like a box on the back of it with cool satellite dish and different things like that.
Well, the ones I didn't see that one, but they had stuff on top that looked like globes, white globes or domes.
Yeah, some sort of satellite. Yeah, like if you go past some satellite, like if you were at the kind of like the big golf ball looking thing at the Glasgow mm-hmm. National Weather Service office. Yeah. So my assumption is, I had a press release here on the 15th of April from the Montana National Guard. The Montana National Guard's 83rd Civil Support Team is hosting a joint training exercise. It goes from April 22nd to April 26th at various locations in Bozeman and Gallatin County. The public should be aware that training aids and safety equipment will be used to simulate hazards, and there will be increased military and first responder presence in the area. So my assumption is that that's who these folks are. And I can say that because I used to be the commander of another National Guard unit back in the day when I was in Helena that had similar capabilities. And this civil support team, this CST, it is an incredible capability under the Montana National Guard. So they're doing a training exercise right now. I'm assuming that that's what this is based off of your description.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's if you guys haven't heard more about these civil support teams, really is a remarkable capability. And any of the soldiers or airmen that I've met that are part of these units, highly trained, I mean, incredible backgrounds. I'm looking at the press release here. The purpose of the training is to conduct all hazards, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosives response, known as CBRN, or CBRN with an E now. And so they work closely, not only, of course, with the military, but they are there to support civil authorities at a domestic incident site by identifying these chem, bio, rad, nuke type of agents or substances. There was several years ago now, I'm trying to think how long ago that was, but they had a suspicious powder. I think it was in Miles City at a post office, if I remember right. And so, you know, they had a suspicious powder. And, of course, we've had crazy suspicious powders show up in mailboxes. I mean, I was working for Senator Conrad Burns in the United States Senate way back in the day when we had the actual anthrax attacks take place. And right next to our office, it was boarded up because of letters that were received on Capitol Hill. But they had a suspicious powder. I don't think it turned out to be anything, but they had a suspicious powder. And the CST from Helena actually went down to help identify that substance. And oftentimes these units, I'm probably giving you more information than you asked for there, Jane. But they can be used to support big sporting events or different things like that. But remarkable capability, remarkable training. So cool that we have that at our fingertips, thanks to these Montana National Guard soldiers that are trained and ready to be able to respond. And exercises like this are a big part of that. So I should reach out to the Guard. Maybe we should get their CST commander or somebody on the show to talk a little bit more about it. But hey, thanks for all the great phone calls today. Sorry we're out of time.